welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. Today, we are going to share with you, our listeners, a bit about our fall planning. We are nearing the end of the farmers market season and gearing up for the mercantile season.
Mm-hmm. And part of that is extending the growing season for us.
And we are processing a lot of good stuff as you take things out.
Mm-hmm. This week I've harvested tomatoes, which you made into some different juice.
Sauce and juice, and I'm going to do some Bloody Mary mix.
I know you keep saying that, but I have not seen it yet.
No, I do have one in the refrigerator, though.
Well, that might be a nice debriefing after the podcast.
Ooh, let's do.
Okay. But green beans. So yes. We have had a lot of green beans finally this year. Last year, we didn't have as many as you would have liked to have had to put up and have for winter. This year, we started out with a lot of damage. As soon as the beans would come up, the bunnies would eat them, or groundhogs or someone did. So you put a fence up.
Yes.
And that stopped.
It did.
And we found this new bean, bean variety provider. It's a bush bean. And it has lived up to its name.
It has. When it said provider, it was not kidding.
No. Beautiful beans. Nice, long, tender beans. And has, I don't know, we've had beans since, what, early June?
Yes.
And like constantly. You've harvested several. We only really have about three rows, if you put it up, maybe two rows, if you put it all together. And we have a couple different beds that have beans planted. So we don't really have that many.
But they have produced like crazy. Yeah. And we've eaten a lot of them fresh. I've frozen several and I've canned several.
Yeah. And then this week you said, okay, we have enough for the winter. So I took some to market.
And those went fast.
Yeah, they did. They really did. But we also, right now, the garden, because it was so late, we're full. Usually this time of the year, a lot of the plants are done. Either they have failed or they've produced all they're going to. So, you know, those have been pulled out and the garden has been cleaned up and to prepare for fall crop. This year, because everything's been late, we don't have a lot of empty space.
No, you have been pushing every corner you can possibly push.
I really have.
To put something in. I've been planting
everywhere, trying to get some lettuce and spinach and kale and radishes, all those wonderful cool weather crops. I did get some more carrots. I harvested carrots this week,
too. You did, and those will be...
are waiting to be processed.
Yes, I will freeze those, what we don't eat fresh.
And then hopefully we'll have more of those. I have some. They are up, and that's usually about a 75-day growth on those. But even if we get baby carrots in the fall, because those can stay in the ground. I mean, they're not going to continue to grow after frost, but they can stay in the ground, and you know, as long as you can dig them up. But anything we can get, we'll use them.
Absolutely.
Or whatever.
And when I was looking at what you had been working on this morning, you've taken out all of the beans now because those are finished. And what did you plant in that spot?
Well, one of them I have not planted anything yet because I'll let those bean plants die off. And, you know, that'll add some nutrients to the soil because, you know, we'll use that. What I need to clean out of there will go into the compost, the plants and, you know, whatever materials left after it sits and kind of sits there on top of the ground for a while. And then I'll work that again. And Possibly. I may let that rest. It depends. You know, some of the soil I'll let rest until next year. But the one that I just took out a few days ago, I worked that soil. It was ready. All that had died off. And I'll put a little spinach in there. I haven't yet. I added just a tiny little bit of fertilizer to it today, hoping for a rain. And I think maybe we'll get a little bit.
Good timing.
And I'll let that set for a week or so. And we'll get some red kitten spinach in there.
I mean, what else would you have at Five Feline
it's
Farm?
It's one of our favorites. It's a favorite of, I was going to say of the cats, but I'm not sure they really care.
No, they don't care.
I think they think it's a cute name. But it's a cute name, and it's a delicious spinach, and it's red and green and delightful.
It is. And if we get enough of that, I'll probably also blanch and freeze some of that for you.
Because I love it.
In the winter. I'm not a cooked spinach fan, but I'll have lima beans, which you are not a fan of. At the same time, you're having spinach.
I didn't grow any this year. I have grown them for you.
You have, and I still have some in the freezer from last year.
I have some in the freezer, so I have grown them. I think it's kind of a waste of garden space.
No!
But, so we're preparing. I have been putting lettuce in for a few weeks now, and I'll be harvesting a little bit of that. We may have some salad for us maybe this week.
Oh, yum. I'll have fresh mozzarella. We still have good slicing tomatoes.
Lots of tomatoes.
You can see a salad in our future.
Yes. And we have lots of basil, too.
We do.
So that'll be good.
And the other thing that we are preparing for, as I mentioned at the beginning, is the mercantile season. And once the farmers markets are finished, at the end of September, we will then start looking toward opening our on-site store again.
And that'll be exciting because this year, since I have a few more days before I'm officially retired, the next time we record, I will be officially retired.
Yay!
I know. It seems like it's been dragging on forever. But then we will be able to have the mercantile open more.
Absolutely. And we are planning a kind of grand season opening. Is that a thing? Grand season opening?
I think
season grand opening.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I call it a shindig.
Let's do a shindig.
I kind of like that. Or hootenanny. Or, you know, what would be a good name for our
grand? Oh my.
Yes. For our grand. I just called it grand reopening. I just posted the event. But I think it should have a much cooler name than that. That's kind of boring.
So
what
if
do you guys think?
Yeah, if you have a cool name for our grand reopening.
Shindig.
Shoot us an email or drop us a message on social media and we'll take those under advisement.
I'm not sure you like my names.
I'm a little concerned about the image it portrays.
Okay. You're always concerned about that.
Okay. Yeah, well. So we're looking at the second weekend of October as that, whatever we're going to call it, opening.
Right now, grand reopening. This
season
will be our third season.
Reopening. It will. And we grow and improve every year, both in our product offering and in the building and what we have available there in terms of space and merchandising. So everybody needs to come out and see what we've improved.
We have a peaceful setting that, I mean, you can just walk out here and be stressed out and just breathe in this nice country air and just feel so much better.
Absolutely.
Hang out in the corn crib and we'll probably have some coffee. And of course, we'll have fresh baked scones and who knows what else. But we are going to have product this year that's exclusive to the mercantile. We won't offer that at the farmers market. And we also have some ideas of some new products that we'll be offering over this season. So we'll probably take this into March or so.
Yes.
Maybe April. And we're excited. So we will start that October 12th, I believe, is the date of the first opening. And
you won't want to miss it.
No, you won't. I mean, why wouldn't you?
It will be the place to be, honestly.
I think so, yeah. I mean,
so
yeah.
Be there or be square?
I think that's kind of old-fashioned, but that's okay.
Well, I'm kind of old-fashioned sometimes.
That's true, yeah.
But we will continue to give you reminders and updates on the Mercantile and our progress with that. The dates will be open and what you might find there.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have extended hours during the holidays this year.
Yes.
And we'll be open more dates. So it's going to be exciting.
It is.
I'm looking forward to it. And as we see our business continue to grow, and we appreciate all of your support and encouragement. And if you would share the information about our farm, that would be fantastic.
We would be very grateful if you would do that. And also, if you are not a current subscriber to our email list, please check the show notes or go to our website and sign up for our email list. You will get regular information about the farm and maybe an occasional surprise bonus.
Ooh.
Yes. Great things are happening.
They are. And we're excited. And usually at the end of market season, we're kind of worn out, which we're a little bit worn right now.
It's tiring.
We're ready for a change. But we'll be at the farm and we're excited about the growth there and what we can do. And we have some event ideas. So there you have it.
Indeed.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.